Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for July 12th through the 18th of 2020. So our week kicks off on the 12th, which is Sunday, with Mercury going direct in Cancer. Woohoo! It's time to celebrate that little accomplishment. It's always a good day when Mercury goes forward. But rather than the usual Mercury retrograde direct advice, I decided to look at who Mercury would touch while in Cancer. And that makes the story very clear. We got a little bit of everything, with it all being useful and relatively easy, and then it has to square Mars three times over, May 11th, July 8th, and July 27th. This means we are really conflicted between our thinking and our actions. This year has been the poster child for this on multiple levels. We keep thinking we have a handle on the situation and then go to take action, only to be blocked at every turn. Deep breath, pause, as all retrogrades ask us to do, and review your thoughts and actions over the last 3 months to 3 years. Let's look at it like this. June, July is an opportunity to renew the connection with your physical body and literal environment. Mercury stirring it up with Uranus is telling us, change your mind and your life will follow. Because of the Cancer-Taurus connection, the lesson is all about self-care, self-love, and self-worth. So use this summer to clean, clear, and cleanse those areas of life so that they can shine your radiant truth far and wide. July 27th packs a lot of energy with another Jupiter activation that day too, but that is more social collective. Here we're talking about Mercury thinking squaring off with Mars actions and choices in Cancer Aries, which again brings us back to self-care, self-love, and now self-mastery. So the end of July is going to bring the final round here, and what happens is we're wrapping up the Mercury retrograde, but because Saturn backtracked into Capricorn and Jupiter and Pluto were already there, once the retrograde is over, we get this delicious integration process, which is basically July 27th, 30th, and August 1st. So whatever you can do with your Mercury retrograde processing of the year and digesting everything that's come up and recognizing the shifts in home and work that we've had to all do on some level and the radical shifts of the individual within the context of the relationships, you're really well supported for basically clearing out the past and preparing to tell a whole new story. And that basically means living a whole new reality that's going to require a whole new routine. So rather than being frustrated with what's not working, it's time to dream up something new. And all of these activations with Mercury is your consciousness and how you think and how you process stuff. So it's going to help you, no matter how you slice it, to be on the other side of the retrograde now. And we're in kind of mid-July, and then in 2 weeks from now, it's going to do this integration process with Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto and help us really lock it in terms of our mental state, let's just say. So like I was saying, July 30th, Mercury will trine Neptune, giving us easy access to our higher self, source, and our invisible team. So I highly recommend this day for some kind of meditation, prayer, ritual, or ceremony that focuses on the higher vision for your life. Remember to engage your imagination when your monkey mind is out of the way. This will connect you to your inner creative, critical thinker to access that new vision for your life. This is July 30th, and what I love about this is the trine to Neptune opens up the vision before it begins its engagement with Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn, finally. So we renew the vision and our consciousness, raise the bar there, then July 30th, same day that we have that ease and grace with the new vision, we also engage Jupiter, which is a benefactor and blessings. That's a really good thing, too, but it's also an expansion of our consciousness. And both spirituality and faith planets are helping us here to connect to a new idea and concept for our lives, most likely in the houses being affected for you personally. So that's Cancer, Capricorn. August 1st, Mercury will move from Jupiter, expanding the ideas and possibilities to Pluto, transforming your whole concept of life right now and clearing space for a completely new day-to-day experience, which leads to August 3rd when it connects with Saturn to ground these new ideas into some kind of form or foundation that can support and protect you going forward. Note that first we have the Sun's dance with these heavy hitters, infusing you with new energy, direction, and purpose, as well as a new connection to your core essential self. Then Mercury will duplicate the path of the Sun, including the ease and grace of the trine to Neptune first, which is helping us all allow the imagination to assist in coming up with the new vision for our lives, for our identity, and our purpose. It's a stellar rhythm that is naturally synced with our bodies, and when our bodies are healthy and whole, we become much more effective players. So we integrate the new identity and purpose first, which opens up the possibilities for new ideas, thoughts, and concepts to be inspired and inspiring. So here, mid-July, it's the Sun trining Neptune and opposing Jupiter-Pluto, and then Saturn next week. Later in the month, 2 weeks from now, it's going to be Mercury kind of changing our thinking. So see how we still have 2 weeks to ride out this Mercury retrograde, let it get through its shadow period before clarity will begin to come. But right now, something's lighting up. Same day on the 12th, the Sun trines Neptune and triggers your idealistic, altruistic inclinations. But remember that help has to be invited. If you have the energy to share and to spare, then dedicate yourself to something greater than you. Choose a cause to support or help those less fortunate for the sheer pleasure of giving without expectation. If your energy is low at this time, it is better directed inward. If you can, take some extra time in intentional solitude, praying, meditating, and connecting to spirit this week. You will be rewarded with deep revelations and mystical discoveries within you. It's a great time to do divinations, ritual, or ceremony if you're into that. Your intuition is heightened also, so pay attention to any messages that come through or to you. Try to use this energy to reflect on where you are and dream a little about where you want to be, mentally, spiritually, and physically, in 6 months to a year from now. So deep breath. That's Sunday the 12th. Mercury goes forward, Sun trines Neptune. So we get this little push in our consciousness to connect to the new vision. It's also last quarter moon in Aries. So again, we're feeling like we want to make some decisions, but hopefully you're also focused on yourself and your needs and your desires. Then the 14th is Tuesday, when the Sun will oppose Jupiter. So here's the other thing. You know me, I like to look at the order. It's going to first oppose Jupiter, changing our truth and story. Then it's going to oppose Pluto, facilitating the transformation of the identity and purpose for you, the individual. Before next week, opposing Saturn, asking us to ground and anchor something into the foundation that can be useful going forward over the next 6 months. So this energy is a double-edged sword with Sun and Jupiter, because of course Jupiter makes everything bigger. It also makes you feel positive and optimistic, usually, which is a good thing, but it can also be prone to excess, which brings us to the philosophy of anything in moderation or balance in all things is what we need with this particular activation. So be positive, but be alert too. Beware of the urge to overdo it or overextend yourself on any level. Use this energy to tap into your courageous side and attempt something that you have avoided out of fear or doubt. There is a push-pull going on between your ego and your enthusiastic child within, which demands that you find a proper expression for this energy. Also beware of your enthusiasm provoking you to try to get others to see it from this point of view. You always have to be mindful of the fact that everyone is on their individual paths and may not be ready for what you're bringing, and that's okay. Focus this energy back on yourself, and it'll serve you well. This energy tends to bring out the self-righteousness in us, and that rarely leads where you are trying to go. What this energy is trying to tell us is that certain aspects of yourself and your spiritual development are coming to a head, and decisions need to be made which will affect your future. Pay attention and try to get the lesson and the blessing of whatever is happening this week, because it is trying to guide you to a new level, ready or not. Also keep in mind that it is in opposition, which always reminds us to watch for extremes and practice coming back to center. The truth is, you are 6 months into something that requires some integration. If you stabilize now, you can expand your life in positive ways and with more ease and grace down the road. So deep breath. Then we move to the 15th, which is Wednesday. Sun opposes Pluto. This energy can and will create very intense encounters with others, possibly revealing things about yourself which you may not have been aware of, misunderstood, or have chosen to ignore thus far. This energy provokes power struggles and or challenges with authority figures where you may have to stand up for yourself. It can also make you more aggressive, intense, or overbearing than usual, creating or attracting these kinds of situations. If there are any problems within a relationship, personal or professional, this energy will often force things out into the open. It will be much easier on you if you can open a dialogue with the express purpose of clearing the air and proceeding to a new level in your relationship by choice. Okay, anytime with Pluto, you want to choose to change. Otherwise, whatever gets imposed upon you is usually not that easy. Any aspect of your life that you have been just getting by will now demand attention. You won't be able to do anything less than a complete overhaul or replacement. And this can be any area of your life, but the Capricorn house in particular during the years of 2008 to 2024 due to Pluto's extended stay. So it's particularly intense there. Let's put it this way. Anytime Pluto is involved, there is usually complete destruction of the current XYZ, fill in the blank, to make room for the new and improved. This new and improved is usually by the universe's definition, but you get a vote, and you can consciously choose as well. Ultimately, this is a good growth and development type of energy or activation, pushing you to the next level, ready or not. Here you come, so use the energies available to strengthen, fortify, and prepare for your own personal transformation. Also consider your drives and direction about 6 months ago and where you want to end up 6 months from now. This is an integration, which means a time when the depths of your soul self can commune and bond with your surface personality or conscious self. Like the conjunction in January, which was January 13th, 2020, about 6 months ago, this is about how you direct your personal power on your own behalf, and often breakdowns precede the breakthroughs. So, oh my God, January 12th, that means Saturn, Pluto, all of them were there. So that's our kickoff for this crazy year, right? At the same time, it kicked off how you direct your personal power on your own behalf. Are you taking care of your immune system? Are you taking care of your own environment? Are you mindful about your own boundaries, your own individual boundaries? If people were better at that and better at communicating with other people and not this cancel culture or weirdness going on where you just don't even want to negotiate, It's deep, but we're at the midpoint, we're at the culmination, we're a little bit exhausted, I suspect, emotionally and mentally exhausted at this point. So the self-care piece is really big. June, July, August, take as much time as you can to down-regulate and time out from the intensity that is happening this week for sure as well, leading to the new moon. So there's this emptying out, transformative energy for the week of 12 to 18, and then we have our new moon in Cancer on the 20th, which is also flipping the rhythm of our new moon full moons. So going forward, we have the full moon in Aquarius preceding the new moon in Leo. So in order to get our new moon Leo wishes going on or our intentions, we have to do a clearing in the Aquarius department first. So for the next 18 months, we're going to have to clean up, clear out what is obvious, and plant our seeds in really clean, clear new ground and just trust that what's meant to pop will take root and come to life. So reach out if you need to. I want to thank you all for being part of my community. Thanks for checking in with the forecast, and thanks for listening. Have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.
Thanks for listening. This is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and I am so grateful for your time, energy, and support. Please share this with those you think would resonate and reach out if and when you need to, Kelly@KarmicTools.com. The goal of my weekly forecast is to alert you to the energies and activations that we're all experiencing and the possibilities for conscious co-creation as an individual. Awareness of the energies is the first key, but I invite you to take it to the next level by checking out my readings, telecircles, and subscriptions, which are all geared toward individual support that helps you understand your own unique blueprint. My specialty is cycles and patterns, and I love helping people figure out their own within the context of the social and collective rhythm. To some, working with their own cycles and patterns is a completely new and foreign concept, but there are many planetary cycles that coincide with natural life cycles that allow us to co-create in mystical as well as practical ways. I create custom tools that I have tried and tested myself for over 30 years, and I do the work alongside my circle every time. So I hope you will reach out if you feel called to dive deeper into your own soul's natural rhythm. Talk to you soon. One love.